Dr. Lona, good afternoon and welcome.
That's my favorite song, sir.
Why do I not believe you, Doc?
Father, have you ever believed anything that come out of my mouth? That's my favorite song. I love that song.
It's a pick-me-up, Monday. We will believe you. What are we talking about this afternoon, Doc?
I'm trying to pick you up, too. Aren't you exhausted?
Don't ask.
We are tired. And it's a very simple way, right? We use it every single day. I'm tired. But we're not even careful of how we use it and, you know, to what extent, you know? Mm-hmm. We have physical exhaustion and we have mental exhaustion. And that is true. We are human beings, Father Rimichini. We have bodies that get to a point where I just don't want to wake up in the morning, you know? That come to a point where I can't take this. We do. Now I work in a place where I see a lot of people, the shift workers, you know, people who are working long shifts. Some people work without leave. Me and you, we can't even talk. Maybe when are you going to leave, Father? I don't, you know. It is such things that just makes us physically and mentally tired.
So we're talking about fatigue.
We're talking about fatigue.
Yeah. All right. So, kahle, besides it being tiredness, what is fatigue?
Fatigue is exactly that the body and the mind cannot go on anymore, cannot support whatever you're trying to do, because it is all systems shut down. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why we're talking about also the mental part, where you are. It's not like you will have a shutdown, like maybe you just zero, you stop, but there'll be symptoms like forgetfulness, like headaches, like just when there are some people who are not even aren't realizing, or there are other symptoms of fatigue that they have. I had a lady over the weekend. She's happy with everything, but she never noticed in her life, or when she wakes up, she has a headache and she's forever tired. And she just thinks it's just part of life. Like me and you using the word. And only to find she's anemic, which means her blood was very low. She needed to even be transfused with blood. She wasn't even aware of that. That is another way to find out, or to work around such issues. Because fatigue in its own is an indication towards something. It could be a medical condition. It could be like medical conditions like your body anemia. It could be our three cousins, diabetes,
yes,
hypertension, and
yes,
hypercholesterolemia. And let me explain you why.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes, it is sugar which is high in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Where will it go? It will go into the cells. It will close up your cells. Your brain cells are high in sugar, so they cannot perform the normal job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we get that fatigue. You get tired. The brain forgets. The brain can't absorb anything new. I can't open my eyes. Even the breathing and long distance walk and such. I go up the stairs and I'm breathless. It
yes
is such things. Cholesterol, that cousin, very good. Just imagine fat going into your body cells, closing them up. The heart doesn't get its oxygen anymore. Doesn't get its blood anymore. The brain doesn't get its oxygen anymore. Simple things like that, Father. I mean, your conditions like depression again.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, when I'm not happy, when I don't feel like waking up, you know, it
mm-hmm
could also be, it can present like fatigue, because it will be like, the symptoms are the same. Forgetfulness, confusion, lack of energy, you know, any
mm-hmm
such things. And the reason I'm talking about it, Father, is people like you and me, where do we run? To energy drinks.
Yes, yes.
To sustain us for another hour,
mm,
another day. I'll see it some other time. And these are the very important things. Things like, I won't mention all the energy drinks, but even fizzy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are some people who take joy in saying, I finish a 2 liter of blah, 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 blah in a fridge.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And they think it's fun. It's a sign. And they'll tell you, I can't go without it. Dear, listen to that body. Listen to that mind. If you're saying I can't go on with that, the body is craves for it. This is how it is. This is anemia also. For example, when you are a pregnant woman, they'll know it, my mother. A pregnant woman, there are some in the old days, these days I don't know how they come up with it. In the old days, they would actually even eat swine. The body was craving for iron. You know, it is the iron, but the only iron the body that the nose can smell is the one from the soil. But in all honesty, because the blood is low. So the body, when you have a craving for something, it is because that thing is missing in your body. So let us listen to our bodies, Father.
Now, is there a treatment for fatigue?
There is a treatment. Treatment number one is, well, let's ask our bosses for leave. Let us go on a leave, number one. Number two, Father, sleep. Because the other thing that me and you, and even me and you, we are better. Let's talk about those who are in school. I can't remember when we are old, we don't care about that. Those who are in school right now, they are, our kids have, you know, there's always a reason to postpone your work. And towards the end, what do? They like to stay up cross-nighter or something like that. So it's a week before an exam, a week before a major test or whatever, or tests are following each other in succession. What do people do? They end up only sleeping 2 hours in the night. That's how you get your fatigue. We need good sleep. You need at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep for that body and brain to be able to carry you into the next day. Mm. Very important. But the most important thing is, if you just don't know what is going on with you, please just go consult. Just go consult, because you could be having an indication of simple conditions like a flu, because a flu blocks the nose, or a sinuses blocks the nose, then oxygen is not going to the brain, and then my brain is not functioning. Simple things like that. Antibiotic, medication, one night, 2 nights of good sleep, you're back again, and you can be a competent person.
Wow.
Let us talk about the checks. Father, there must be a chemist next to you where you are. 5 minutes, check your glucose, your sugar, blood pressure machine, cholesterol, and even the hemoglobin that I'm talking about for anemia. Father, it's a simple, combined, they're not even more than 200 rand on cash. Just do those and check if there's anything wrong. These are very important, because pharmacies are there as a stepping stone, or clinics are there as a stepping stone for us to discover things very easily.
Wow.
Stop smoking, Father. Stop alcohol for those who drink. It is a way to really work on such things. The most important thing is, when you're fatigued, it is because oxygen is not going to the brain and the lungs. Simple as that. So anything that you know on earth that you take or you do that prevents good oxygen and prevents blood to flow to a certain important organ like the brain and the lungs causes fatigue.
Yeah. So we have to definitely make sure that we do something about those moments that we are suspecting that we are fatigued. But then, you know, the people think we can't just rush to the doctor with fatigue, you know. So let's do home remedies. Any home remedies?
Ah, they're lying. What are they saying? They can't run to the doctor for fatigue. They run to the doctor for a sick note for nothing. So let us be honest here. You are not going to be able to doctor yourself. You are not going to cheat your boss with a sick note. We will have to really make a proper diagnosis, okay? Let us consult doctors. Let us do checks like in pharmacies. Let us work home remedies. It's me and you living a healthy lifestyle. For example, good sleep. Stop smoking and alcohol. You don't need a doctor for that. Enough water intake. I cannot explain this. The difference between a cup of a coffee and water to give you the energy, the water still tops it up. Okay? It still takes number one. Exercise.
Yes.
Exercise. You know, you're woken up one day not feeling like exercising, and you want an excuse. Your brain will say, I can't take it anymore. I can't exercise today. I'm tired. But just try it. That day when you say you're tired, go and exercise and see how much energy you'll sustain for the day. Very, very good thing to keep us going. The next thing is your diet. Father, if you pump your body with your fizzy drinks and your junk food, your fat and everything, please, it won't carry you.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this is very important. Bro, you are struggling with sleep. Weight.
Yes.
Work on your weight. Go on a serious diet, but not a crash diet. That's the upside. Not a crash diet. Go on a serious diet where you start eating healthily, fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Those are the things that are going to get your body back on track, and they will give you right energy. And if you're sleeping with a snoring partner, with our married mothers and fathers, that is another cause of fatigue, because the person will keep you awake for the whole night.
Oh, Doc, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we hope we are going to try and reduce the fatigueness in our life. Doc,
please do that, Father. I'm going to sleep right now.
I know why. But thank you very much. That was Dr. Lona Maphotuma, our resident GP. Doc, much appreciated. Have a good week and a blessed week.
A lovely week to you, Father. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
It's Radio Veritas 576 AM. Do not touch that dial.
Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
This is Archbishop Buti Tlhakgale of the Catholic Diocese of Johannesburg. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
It's 19 minutes before the hour. It's 19 minutes after the hour 5. And a big thank you to Simba Rashawande, who's been the producer of the show. Thank you very much, Simba. And a big thank you to Tato Mugwena, who is our technical producer. And a big thank you to Nosipho Hadebe for keeping us informed for what is happening in the church and in the country. And my apologies for for my voice. I am down with the flu, and hopefully it will be much better in the next few days. From myself and the rest of the team, be blessed and take it easy.